Now, a week is a long time in politics and a lot's happened. But I want you to cast your mind back about a week to when MPs, particularly Neil Parish, who's a Tory MP from Devon, was found to have been watching porn in Parliament. Now, he denies it at first, of course, but let's face it, nobody really believed him. Lots of female MPs especially, but MPs in general, knew that at least one person was watching porn in Parliament, not just in the chamber, but also in select committees. So this is in no way an accidental thing. But maybe that was an outlier. Do you think, well, that was outrageous, that MP doing that, but it can't be that common, can it? Well, here's something you might not know. It's common enough that there used to be a record kept of the number of attempts to access pornography within the parliamentary estate. And that record was published on the House of Commons, well, Parliament website. It was updated every month, the number of attempts to look at pornography, until September 2016, when it was scrapped by the Tories as a part of, a cost-cutting measure. Who knows? I don't know what their excuse was for scrapping it, but the figures after that date, September 2016, are not available. So how much of a problem was it to have this record kept? And it must have been an issue. So have a think. How many attempts to view pornography might there have been in general on the parliamentary estate? Bearing in mind this is MPs, lords, anyone who happens to work in Parliament, but they're all mostly elected people or people who work for elected people. Or the lords who aren't elected at all, but are nominated by elected people. So in the last month that data is available, there is just over 32,000 attempts to view pornography, just over 1,000 a day. So that's not a small number, is it? That's 1,000 attempts. Some of those will have been new attempts, I can only imagine, because once people realise they're blocked, then they probably would give up. Who knows? But it was 1,000 attempts per day. One might suspect that public record was taken away because the public seeing that 1,000 attempts a day were being made and the government were doing nothing about it might be considered bad. So it's no real surprise that eventually the problem got so serious that other MPs basically grassed up Neil Parish and made his position unsustainable. I mean, he obviously was denying it at first and was demanding an investigation. But let's be perfectly clear, everyone in Parliament, certainly everyone who has been in Parliament for any amount of time, knows that porn is viewed there. There's this unwritten rule that MPs, in some ways, even MPs in different parties, are sort of, they don't want to cause too much trouble because actually if they do, then they will suffer the consequences because of the large party. Certainly, when you're talking about the governing party, the Tories and the opposition, they have a large number of MPs. There will be some on both sides who've done this, and they're the only parties who can really do much about it. So very much let's keep it under wraps. So it's really pretty appalling how much has been going on. Now, I'm not one of those people who think that MPs and anyone elected to govern us are super beings who don't have the same human weaknesses we all do. But, you know, I've worked in a number of places, and if I was viewing porn at work, I would have been in trouble. But there is no question about it. You wouldn't even try unless you were stupid. And even if you got away with it, if somebody else had seen you do it, certainly somebody, a woman in my case, because I'm a man, if a woman had seen me as a man viewing porn at work, that would have been such a serious disciplinary matter. I'm guessing it would be instant dismissal, which is pretty hard to do in UK employment law, but that's one of the reasons it could happen. So I don't think we're holding MPs above a usual standard that most of us would have. I'm not going to go into whether porn itself is a good or bad thing, and that's a different debate. But there are things which are definitely inappropriate to do in front of other people and your colleagues. And not only that, but let's bear in mind that this was in the chamber where this man was hearing debates and voting on laws that are going to affect us all. You could say his mind wasn't entirely on it. Now, we've got embarrassments like Rees-Mogg, who asleep in the Commons. That might offend us as Democrats, but it doesn't offend any, well, maybe it does offend people in the Commons, but it's not quite the same as viewing porn, is it? There are all sorts of ways we can clean up. There should be no sleeping. There should be no porn viewing. I would say perhaps maybe we should consider getting rid of mobile devices. Now, I know a lot of MPs do find them very useful. It is useful for them to tweet out what's happening, because actually finding out what's happening in our parliament can be a fairly opaque process. And it's good that our elected representatives, let us know what's going on. So there needs to be some sort of middle ground. So maybe let them look at appropriate sites and use appropriate sites, but certainly don't let them use their personal devices in Parliament. Give them government-issued phones, which have all the content filters you might give a child. Perfect. Then really they can't be getting up into any gambling or porn viewing or anything. This goes across the board, really. When I've worked in government sites, I've worked for civil service bits of government. And in the more sensitive areas, certainly anything to do with defence, you weren't allowed to take a phone in, or if you were, it wasn't allowed a camera, or you know, there are all sorts of restrictions. And you would certainly never do anything to do with work on your personal email account or a WhatsApp group or anything. Now, I think in the future, I'm going to talk about how inappropriate it is for our elected representatives to communicate about things to do with their job on anything but their government email addresses, because it can all be hidden. We're going to go into that at some point, but certainly for now, certainly shouldn't be reviewing porn. Neil Parish should be ashamed. Obviously, the Tories are going to win that constituency again because he's got a huge majority. Our broken democracy is another future thing. There's so much to talk about. So hopefully you'll join me in the future and we'll talk about all of them. Do suggest more things we can talk about.